We are all missionary, my brothers and sisters. Because every person with Christ in their hearts are a missionary. If you are saved, you are a missionary. And where is our mission field? They are the people without Christ. And every person without the Lord Jesus Christ is your mission field. Hola, buenas tardes, hermanos, hermanas. A blessed Sunday to you, all brothers and sisters of Grace Baptist Church. Thank you for your life and thank you for your prayers. And most especially to our beloved pastor, Pastor Stephen White. Good afternoon and thank you for your life that inspire us to serve the Lord. And thank you for the opportunity that you've given to me to minister to God's people in your church. And to all the men behind the pastors and the women, thank you very much for supporting your pastor for his calling and his ministry. It's an honor and privilege to minister to you all by the word of God and encourage you to enlarge our cause in world mission. And thank you also for your prayers and for adopting us as your missionaries to represent your church in the country of Guatemala in fulfilling the great mandate to win the lost by the gospel of Christ. And I want to bring you a message this afternoon in the book of Romans. And I would like to ask you to please stand up with me and open your Bible in the book of Romans chapter 10, verse 15 and 15. Shall we stand, please, and open with me with your Bible in the book of Romans chapter 10, verse 14 and 15. And please read with me with these two verses. In Romans chapter 10, verse 14 and 15, this is the Bible says, "How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher?" In verse 15, "And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things." Shall we pray? Father, we come before you this afternoon, Lord. Father, we are humbled our need for you. Upon the name of Jesus Christ, Father, we plead that you grant us your lavish grace because we need it, Lord, in this afternoon. But not according to our need, but according to your riches, Lord. Oh, Father, help your people to understand who they are in your Son. They might walk in the newness of life, that they might shine your luminaries in the dark and twisted place. In this perverted generation, they might show forth your glory. Oh, Father, help us and strengthen us. Give us clear and clean mind to understand your word. Lord, make us reality in our life to the power of the Holy Spirit. Oh, Father, in this afternoon, we are desperately need you, Father. Help us. We ask these things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Thank you very much. You may take your seats. And the title of our message this afternoon is, "If it's not you, who?" If it's not you, who? I want you to know that after we got saved, it is not an accident. God has a purpose why God saved us. And God wants to use us to fulfill his will. And I want to share to you that the Spirit of Christ is the Spirit of mission. The Spirit of Christ is the Spirit of mission. And the nearer we get to him, the more intensely missionary we must become. Amen? And these words are convicting words to me and hopefully to you because it challenged the reality of our relationship with the Lord. They challenge our involvement in mission because our interest in mission is a reflection of how close to Jesus we are. The intensity of our interest in mission is a measuring stick of where I am growing, of where I am spiritually. This afternoon, the question is, do you care about mission? Do you have a great interest in world evangelization? And these are the questions for us this afternoon should be carefully and honestly asked, because how you answer these questions, it volumes about our depths of our relationship with the Lord. My brothers and sisters, it is easy for us to sit down in the church Sunday and after Sunday, detached from the great task of the word hearing the gospel. However, I want you to see today that mission is a mandate that involves each of us who knows the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal and Savior. We have been looking in the Mark's account, in Mark's chapter 16. Please open with me. Please open your Bible in the book of Mark, chapter 16, verse 15. And I want to share to you in the one verse, in verse 15, the Bible says, "And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." In this book of Mark, chapter 16, verse 15, are commonly called the Great Commission. We are saying that what he said is a great command. That's why it's great. It is not only a job of a one person. That's why it was great. That's why it demands that we, as a church and as a Christian, be a mission-minded and mission-hearted. Mission is not a supplemental part of who we are and what we do. My brothers and sisters, the Great Commission, it is a fundamental part. The Great Commission, it is not a great request. Great Commission, it is not a great recommendation. Great Commission, it is not a great suggestion, my brother and sister. Great Commission, it is a great command. Look with me closer at this command that Jesus gave. The what of the command is the word go. The command is to go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. The goal of the command was a very important part in other areas, because we cannot serve God without going. Amen? We cannot preach the gospel without going. My brothers and sisters, this is our call. This is our command. Obedience to this command starts with an understanding that God wants the whole world to hear the gospel. There is not no one, man or woman, boys or girls, of whom Jesus did not die. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 13, verse 38, the field is the world. God wants the world to know that Jesus died for them to save them from their sins. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature is the what of God's command. And the who of the command is the word ye. The word who of the command is the word ye. Who is to go? The word ye tells us is to go. And the answer is, I am to go. You are to go. We need to go, my brothers and sisters. The command is the particular go. It is a personal command. Ye, the Bible says, we are to go to every person, and every person is to go. The Great Commission tells me three things about myself, and I want it to share it to you. Number one, the Great Commission, it tells me what I am to be. And the answer is, I am to be a missionary. David Livingstone said, God had an only son, and he was a missionary. We are all missionary, my brothers and sisters. Because every person with Christ in their hearts are a missionary. If you are saved, you are a missionary. And where is our mission field? They are the people without Christ. And every person without the Lord Jesus Christ is your mission field. Your family is your mission field. Your classmate is your mission field. Your office mate is your mission field. Your neighbor is your mission field. And we are all missionaries. The Son of God was a missionary. And the children of God are to be missionaries. Not only that, the Great Commission, it tells us what I am to do. What I am to do? And the answer is, I want to win people to Christ. That's why the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 11, verse 30, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. And he that winneth souls are wise. Jesus, as someone told me about Jesus Christ, or just someone told me about Christ, so I need to tell others about Christ also. It tells me where I am to go. And the answer is, I am to have a worldwide focus. What do you mean? What does it mean, the worldwide focus? Oswald Chambers said, when the Spirit of God comes into the man, he gives him a worldwide outlook. We don't need to see only in the four corners of our church. We need to go to see the need to the regions beyond also. We need to have a worldwide focus. This is the word of God. Teach us. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. This is God's command for each of us. This is the command of God. My brothers and sisters, the word of God demands our going. Because if it's not you, who? It's not the other religion or the other group in your country. God commanded us to go. Not the politicians, not the police departments or other departments. We are to go. We are commanded to go. Number two, the work of God that defines our going. The work of God that defines our going. I want you to say that about this word, but I want you to point out that the Great Commission gave us work to do for God. My brothers and sisters, this is a great work. And I believe that this Great Commission, or preaching the gospel, or reaching people to Christ, is a spiritual work. Amen? It is a spiritual work. It is the work we do for God. This work is distinct and unique to any work we can do. Why? Because only in this work, it is the work that engages the power of God. In Matthew chapter, in the book of Matthew's account, in the Great Commission, Jesus said in Matthew 28:18, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. God's people, God's power enable us to do or to be what we are called to be and equip us to do what God has called us to do. My brother, sister, it is the only work that engages the power of God. Not only that, in this work, it is a work that enjoys the presence of God. Amen. In Matthew chapter 28, verse 20, the Bible says, lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. I believe when me and my family are going to Guatemala, I believe that God is with us. Because it is not my work, it is not only our job, but this work is God's work. We can enjoy the presence of God. And this work defines not only a spiritual work, but also this work is a serious work. Why winning soul is a serious work? Why mission is a serious work? Because this is a work about seeing people saved and keeping people out of hell. The Bible says we need to bring pluck out of the fire. And every person on the face of this earth is brand that needs to be plucked from the fire. Because men are lost. And there are eternally well awaiting those who died lost. It makes this work very serious, my brothers and sisters. Do you believe in that? This is what is to define who we are and what we do. We need to reach other for Christ. That is the work that has been given to each of us. It is not only a work of a pastor. It is not only a work of a preacher. It is not only a work of a staff of the church. It is the work for all members of a church. And number three and last, the will of God that determines our going. The will of God that determines our going. We have already seen that God's Great Commission includes each of us. Each of us has been commanded to go by the Word of God. Each of us is compelled to go by the Word of God. Therefore, the big question that is before us is the will of God for our life. What is God's will for our life? How I am to go? What is my place in God's missions program? How can I make a difference in mission? And each of us is to be involved in preaching the gospel to every creature. Amen? How we are to be involved is determined by God's will for our life. We know that it is God's will that we are to be involved in mission. But the question is how? The question is how? You must go or send a substitute. That is the answer. I want to share to you the two important things to fulfill the will of God in preaching the gospel. Number one, some must go personally. Some must go personally. It is the will of God that some go as a missionary. There could be those in this place today that God wants you to do or to be more than a giver. He wants you to go. But also, you need to understand that God wants you to be a goer. Has God been speaking to your heart about giving your life as a missionary? And this is the great things that you need to consider in your life. In my personal opinion, my brother and sisters, the highest honor that God could bestow upon someone is calling them to be a missionary. It's an honor. We are not qualified. We are not qualified to this ministry. But thank God for calling us to be a missionary. The command is, go ye. And it may be that it is God's will that you go personally. The existence of thousands of people, groups that are without the gospel is not because their heart is hard or they don't want to accept Jesus. But I believe because they don't listen to the Word of God. And every person or every Christian, the reason why they are not responding, because they are not listening. Because they are not listening. To fulfill the Great Commission, some go personally. And number two, some go substitutionally. And that's a great word. Substitution in mission. Some go substitutionally. It is not God's will that every person goes to a mission field, am I right? But it is God's will that every Christian go. Therefore, for some, it is God's will that they go through another. Amen? And how it be? This means that we go through those we send. And how it will be? this person that we sent already in the mission field, we can go with them as our substitute. In Romans chapter 10, verse 14 and 15, as our text, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him on whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? Missionary must be sent, right? And they are sent through our church, and we can send them through also through our giving, or the giving of the people of God who have not been sent. If you are not called to be a missionary in different country, you can help them to be sent through our giving, through our prayers. Amen? Some are sent and some are need to be sent to help these missionaries. If you have not been sent, then you are to send, and you can send them through your giving. Amen? Through your prayers. Through your giving, you can go substitutionally. Amen? You cannot go to Guatemala, but because of your support, because of your prayers, every person we can win them, or we can win there. You are part for those people. I have been asking you to pray and ask God how we want you to make a difference in mission. That's my question before. It is God's will that you make a difference by your giving. Since each of us has been called to go, the question is not should I give to mission, but how much should I give to mission? I want to end in this story. It was July 31, 1992. There's a missionary named Joe and Tana Collins. And their five children, they are BIMI missionaries to Nepal. They were killed in a plane crash in Himalayan mountains. All 114 people aboard the plane died, and no bodies were ever recovered. The only thing of the Collins that was recovered was the Bible of Tana. And in her Bible were found these interesting words, and I want to share it to you this afternoon. And the title of that paragraphs in her Bible was, "How much shall I give in mission? How much shall I give in mission?" And there are four paragraphs in there. Number one, she said, "If I refuse to give anything to mission this year, I almost vote in favor of sending every missionary back to their own country." Number two, she said, "If I give less than before, I am in favor of reducing the missionary forces in proportion to my reduced contribution." And number three, "If I give the same as before or maintaining, I am in favor of holding the ground already won, but I oppose any forward movement. And this number four is very interesting. I want to leave it to you this afternoon. She said, "If I increase my offering beyond previous years, if I increase my offering beyond previous years, I am in favor of forward movement in the conquest of new territory for Christ." Amen. It's very interesting. So, where are you at? Are you number one? Are you refused to give anything to the mission this year? Are you giving, your giving is less than before? Are you give the same as before? Or you want to increase your offering beyond previous years? If we had not been sent, we are to send. Because missionary cannot go there without the help of local churches. That's why that's the essence of partnership. That's the essence of partnership. The government cannot support us or help us, pray for us. No. Because if it's not you, who? The government cannot win your family, your brothers and sisters, or your neighbor. Different departments in your country cannot win them and bring them to Christ. The question is, if it's not you, who? That's why our giving to mission is more than having an interest in mission. It is even more than loving missions. It is an act of obedience, my brothers and sisters. It is the way that many of God's people obey the command, go ye. Go ye. When it comes to our giving to mission, I think Oswald Smith said is right. He said, in giving, not how much of money will I give to God, but how much of God's money will I keep for myself. It is God's will that some go substitutionally. As a conclusion, today, my brothers and sisters, I ask you to listen to the voice of God. I believe He is speaking to you right now. To Him, we all should give up our seats and come to Christ. Listen to Him as He tells you how you can make difference in mission, how can help your church, how can you help your church to win people to Christ. He has commanded you to go personally or substitutionally. What we must to do this afternoon is to listen and to know how we are to go. Shall we pray? Shall we pray, please? Father, I pray, Lord, that your work in our hearts in this afternoon. Oh, Father, we know that it is not your will that we become unfaithful and unfruitful Christians. We know, Lord, that you will never delight in the life of a wicked person. Oh, God, Father, we are helpless this afternoon. We need the power of the Holy Spirit to work in the hearts of each of us. Talk to your people, Lord. Touch your people once again. Revive them, Lord. Steer them. Steer them, Lord, to realize what a gift, what a privilege we have with Jesus. Oh, Father, thank you for this afternoon. Thank you for your word. And we ask this in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. God bless you.
Thank you for watching the message today. We invite you to join us again every Sunday and Wednesday for more inspiring messages from God's Word.